All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up page Kuf Lamed Tes. Page Kuf Lamed Tes. So we left off in the middle of the paragraph here. Follow Harbe Harbe, second line down, Kuf Lamed Tes, right after the comma. Follow Harbe Harbe Divrei Musar V'Hadrach Sha'amru Chachamim. Lo Dvarim Bilvad Hayu Chas V'Shalom Rak B'Shem Hashem Dibro Osim. So remember again, here the Piaget is speaking about what a Navi used to speak about. So obviously, again, a Navi wasn't... So when we think about a Navi, we think about somebody who's foretelling the future. Right? Someone ultimately who has an insight as to what is going to occur. The Piaget says that's not only thing that the Navi spoke about. Rather, again, the Navi says... Excuse me, the Piaget says... The Navi used to speak about Divrei Musar. Right? Words of instruction. Hadracha. Words to give us proper life perspective and direction. Lo dvarim bilvad hayu chas v'shalom rak b'shem Hashem dibru osam sheba lahem dvar Hashem v'eshod kolo shamo b'divrei musar v'hadracha. You see, the Navi sometimes was able to appreciate the dvar Hashem. He was able, the difference of the Navi is that a Navi was able to sometimes intuitively understand what the will of God was and how to go ahead and articulate that will for the klal. Vodiu v'drichu es Yisrael b'mesh sha'amar Hashem. And he was able to go ahead and instruct klal Yisrael, ultimately, again, with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Aval him nevu asam ha'yser rabba es kol ha'shem shamu b'po'al ves maros nevu asam ra'u ba'ofen she'in lanu hasaga bo. Their nevu was great. The word of God, they were able to hear in a way in which we cannot comprehend. They also said, this is an incredible idea. So what the Piagetzna over here is doing is giving an additional insight and perspective into the statement of Hillel before, who said that even if Klal Yisrael, even if we're not Nevi'im, we are B'nai Nevi'im. What does it mean to be a Ben Navi? So a Navi was not just simply someone who had prophetic messages from Hashem, or who was able to see the future, but he was someone who had a particular clarity about the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the incredible Yisod. Nevuah sometimes means the ability to have clarity and insight into life and into the world. Avahim nevuasam haiser rabo, as kol Hashem shamu bepoel, ves maros nevuasam ra'u bo'ofen she'in lanu hasaga bo. They were able to hear the voice of God in action, and the vision of their prophecy, they were able to see in ways that we cannot understand. So the idea that Piaget is pointing out over here is that nevuah sometimes means having life clarity. Sometimes the greatest challenge we have is a lack of clarity in life. Or even the greater, see, it's one thing to know I don't possess clarity. Sometimes even the worst challenge is when I think I have clarity and I think I know what I should be doing and I'm dead wrong. Right? The idea is when a person is steeped in a system of spirituality, it gives them certain perspective and certain life clarity. We all experience this. When you're in a good place with your ruchnius, you see the world, you see yourself, you see your mishpacha, you see many, many different things with a much clearer head. Unfortunately, when my ruchnius is not in a good state, often I do not see things for what they are. And things, or I see things in a totally skewed way. I see myself in a skewed way. I see people in a skewed way. So therefore the Piaget says, Ve'ata kol ish Yisrael b'nei Nevi'im, v'rak hashirayim shal b'nei ha-Nevi'im, bis'ora b'ayim b'sarus tova, eina mavchinam la'das im nitzot Nevi'osu, mibnei shirak ma'atehi. So ultimately, again, says the Piaget, today, so obviously we don't have Nevi'im, right? We don't have prophets, we don't have Nevi'os, right? And at the end of the day, even the little vestige we do have, which is the vestige of B'nai Nevi'os, even that has been diminished over the ages. Avami hu asher lo yoda es divrei ha'Baal Shem Tov Zichrono Livracha is actually beautiful. But who amongst us doesn't know the famous Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, who said, Shamar Shemin Habas kol hayotzeis b'chol yom meharchorev kimo shomeres ha-mishnah, misorer ha-ish ha-yisraeli b'libo, Behir her tshuva. We'll say, you know, the baskol that comes out from her Sinai, right, that the Mishnah Perek Yavas quotes, and that baskol ultimately, right, that voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and calls out and awakens within us a certain sense, a certain want, a thought of tshuva. Behir her tshuva zu, I'll explain this in just a moment, Nitzutz HaBaskol Hu, Av shenit meli ish sherak mikir bahu. So as I remember again, the baskol that he's referring to over here. So I got that sitter for just a second. So the baskol is going over here from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says, let's start in just a moment. So the Mishnah says in Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Amri B'Shob and Levi. Every day, a baskol comes out from Har Sinai and says, "Oy lahem lebrios me'elbona shel Torah." Literally, again, woe to them, to the people, because of their insult of Torah. What does that mean? Shekomi she'ino osek b'Torah nikra nazuf. Whoever does not occupy himself with Torah is called rebuked. See here, the baskol calls out. Tassim Kalal Yisrael. I often thought, you know, if the Piagetzna would not have quoted a source for this, Reparik Vav, Mishnah Beis, I would have thought that the baskol that he's referencing to is the baskol that's mentioned in the Gemara by Elisha ben Avuya of Shuvu Banim Shovavim. The baskol Yotzei Zivomer is the baskol that comes out every day and says, "Return, O wayward children." There's a baskol that comes out of Kadosh Baruch Hu, calls out to us every single day and says, "Come back, come back." So, and again, it's the same idea. The point that the Piagetzna is making over here is that whether we realize it or not, we are Bnei Nevi'im. And as Bnei Nevi'im, there are certain things that we hear, certain things that we perceive, certain things that we see in this universe that we don't even realize we are seeing, perceiving, and hearing, because we don't even appreciate the Bnei Nevi'im's status that we have. A recognition that at the end of the day, there's an element of prophecy which operates inside each of us that allows us to understand things, that allows us to see things, that allows us to hear things that we are often totally unaware of. So says the Piagetzna, every single day there are moments of inspiration that we experience, and we're not even sure why it is that those moments of inspiration occur. Why is it that ultimately at the end of the day, suddenly I feel awakened, suddenly I feel inspired, suddenly again my heart is racing and I want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's because I heard the baskol. Right, that's because I heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's because, again, there's something within me that is fundamentally being stirred. What is that something? What is that something? That something is my Bnei HaNevi'os. I'm not a Navi, but I am a Ben Navi. I am the son of prophets. And because I am the son of prophets, there is that spiritual yearning. There is that spiritual, almost like predisposition that exists inside of me. And every single once in a while, it gets stirred. But I mostly know where the Piagetzna is going with this. Ultimately, again, the more I root myself in a system of ruchnius, the more my inner Ben Navi is awakened. The more you feed it, the more you nourish it, the more you sustain it, the more the inner Navi is awakened to be able to go and accomplish great things. Conversely, the more I starve it, right? The more ultimately, again, I do not feed or nourish or sustain my Ruchnius, the quieter my inner Ben Navi becomes. That inner spirit of prophecy, that inner Bnei HaNevi'os, exists within each of us. We just have to root ourselves in the right kind of lifestyle, do the right kind of things that allow that inner sense of prophecy to come out. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up here. Actually, we're probably going to skip a little bit towards the end of this ma'amar. But we'll continue with the next couple of lines tomorrow. Shkoyach.